Hi, this is Bonnie Smith.
And Andy Jackson, and we both love the Mickey Miles podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 41 of the Mickey Miles podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show today is runner, marathoner, and soon-to-be princess half-marathoner, Michelle Scribner-McLean. How you doing, Michelle?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, that's good.
On this February day.
Well, I just returned from Colorado, as you know, and got to run with some podcast listeners out there, so really had a good time running around Wash Park in Denver, and it's just really, really fun to run in different places. And I saw a bald eagle, which is very cool. It stopped me right in my tracks. So I have a shout out today, and it's to one of our listeners, and his name is Raymond Thebo. And Raymond made me laugh as he was downloading the podcast this week. He asked all other internet users to stop using the internet so he could get the podcast. So he asked me if I could do a shout out because I made him laugh. And there you go, Raymond. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Raymond. The interesting thing about this show is that for the first time in podcast history, the voices that you heard to open up the show are actually the voices of our special guests tonight. And so we'd like to welcome Bonnie Smith. Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much. I'm a big fan of the show, and I'm excited to do this with you guys tonight.
And we're excited that you're here. And, of course, the one, the only, Andy Jackson, both Floridians there joining us on the show today. How you doing, Andy?
Great. How you doing, guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well. So everyone is out there listening, and they're thinking, okay, so what are these two people? What are they? Why are they here? And, well, Andy and Bonnie have a very interesting story to tell us. They had a very, very interesting Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. They decided at one point in 2012 that they were going to do their very first Goofy challenge. And we thought that it would be very interesting to bring them on and to have them tell us how they went about making this decision, how they planned their training, how their training went, the ups and downs they went through the entire year, the anticipation of the actual weekend races. And then we're going to ask them to take us through the races and tell us how, you might say, magical that weekend was. So, Michelle, do you want to start off?
Sure. I'm very curious about how you guys started, well, kind of your running experience and what led you to decide to do the Goofy. Because you have to be goofy to do the Goofy.
That's for sure.
Bonnie, what about you?
I had my very first Disney race was back in 2004. I did the half marathon then, and then I caught the bug immediately, and I've done lots of half marathons. I did do the full marathon in 2008. I've done all of the princesses except for the first one. I just counted my medals, and including this last weekend, I have 21 Disney medals, so I've done quite a few. Goofy was always on my bucket list. But after doing the full marathon, I always wondered if I could do it. Then Andy and I decided in 2012 to do the half marathon on Saturday and the Chippendale relay on Sunday, just to see how our bodies reacted to doing back-to-back races. And we did pretty well with that, so we decided to go ahead and give it a try and signed up after that.
Oh, that's really cool. Andy, what about your running history? Did you start in 2004 as well?
Well, no, not. Well, I've been doing some things on and off, but as far as getting more serious about it and getting and doing Disney races, my actual first Disney race was the half in 2009. And really, of course, you know, Scopa is one of those people that takes partial blame for that, because for the year before, I had come to watch a lot of friends that were doing the half in 2008. And at a meet afterwards, he was, you know, I saw people finishing the race that you would think would never even be beginning it. And Mike was the person that said, well, you know, if you want to do it, you can do it if you start now. And so I kind of quietly signed up for the half in 2009. And then kind of, as they say, the rest is history.
Oh, that's neat. So did you, after that relay, did you both say, hey, why don't we try the Goofy? Or how did it, what happened when you decided to do it?
Well, that we had, I did the full in 2011. And of course, once you do that, everybody asks you, oh, well, you know, when are you doing Goofy?
Yes,
you know, some seriously,
yes.
and some jokingly. And at that point, I had kind of said to myself, it wasn't if, but when. And we had kind of talked about it, and then we, when we did the same thing that y'all did, the half one day and the relay the next. Of course, there's a lot of hand wringing and gnashing of teeth before we signed up for that one. That's a whole nother story.
but the medal was so cool.
The medal was so cool. You know, it's pretty much after that, and we both felt pretty good after doing both of those races, and we just said, well, let's go for it.
Bonnie and Andy, there are a lot of people who are probably listening right now who are thinking, gee, I wonder if I could do the Goofy. I've done either the half or I've done the full, but I've never done the half one day and the full the next day. And I'm wondering how difficult is it to do the Goofy, and what type of training should I think about doing? So could you sort of give us an idea regarding when you started training for the Goofy Challenge and what exactly your training was all about?
Sure. We just went over this. I started July with the Galloway because I do the run walk, the Galloway method. And his training is 3 to 4 days a week, which I thought, well, that will be doable. That's not, you know, a whole lot of time out of my life. I kind of never stop training because we're always signed up for another race. It's, you know, that's what keeps me exercising, is I'm always signed up for something else. And as the weeks went on, you know, of course the miles got longer and longer, and there were many times where it was difficult. But I just kept marking it off and trudging along, and before you know it, it's time for the race.
Do you guys train together?
Sometimes, not a lot.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, that's okay. You can go.
She's a little faster than I am, so we may start together, but we very rarely end together.
We might do it at the same day, but we're in different places in the neighborhood, let's say that.
Yeah.
When you guys were training, I know that when I was training for the relay, that I knew I would do the day after the day following the half marathon, I gradually built up my mileage too. So at actually one point, I think about a month before marathon weekend, I actually did back-to-back half marathons. So my question is, when you were training for the Goofy, was there any point where you were doing back-to-back long runs?
We both did. I think we did. I know I did like a 10 and a 20 a couple of times on working up to it.
Yeah, we did that twice. We did not go past 20. The Galloway does want you to go past 20, but I had done the full before, and 20 was the farthest that I went, and I knew I could finish if I did 20. It's just such a long, you know, it takes so much time out of your day to do 20 miles as it is. So I just, you know, I wanted to finish. I didn't care if my time was really fast. I just wanted to be able to finish. So
I hear
20
that,
miles.
Sister.
Yeah. I mean, good enough. Good enough. Darn it. So we did 20 miles twice, actually.
Did you use the Galloway training method that was listed on the Run Disney website?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay.
And but so, the only difference is, I would say, you know, where he was saying 20, I forget what he even goes up to. I want to say he goes up to 26, but I never, whenever he did that, I just went to 20.
It is 26 for the full marathon training, because I use Galloway for the full. So, so now you're all trained, you get ready, and it's half marathon day. And so, Andy, how did it go on half marathon day for you? It's pretty warm, huh?
It was warm, but like I say, at least for us, we're Floridian, so we're a little more used to it than a lot of people. But yeah, the entire weekend was warmer than I think everybody wanted. The half for me was actually a lot of fun. I think because we had both trained so much, it was, you know, you never want to say a half is easy, but it was probably the most fun I've had at a January half. Because I was feeling pretty good, and it was of course you knew what was coming tomorrow was the next day was kind of what was a little scary, but I had a lot of fun on the half on Saturday.
And Bonnie, did you stay together when you ran the half?
No, actually that's a funny story, because you know, usually I am ahead of him, but I caught up with you guys in the Magic Kingdom. And you guys were waiting by the castle there, and you asked, you know, if I was running with Andy, or, and I said, no, he should be here any minute. And you guys said, well, no, he's already passed us.
He's ahead of you. I remember that.
So that was kind of cool. I ran, and then I took off running, and I ran and met him right before the castle, and we got to go through the castle together. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, she I felt something come up behind me in Fantasyland. Hubba hubba.
Yeah, she did one of those cartoon, like her arms kind of swung out and went, woo, when she knew you were ahead of her. That's funny.
It was actually very cool that we got to go through the castle together.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that
and then,
was
of course, she left me in the dust.
I don't know about that.
So it sounds to me, Bonnie, that you were holding back, but Andy, you were having such a good time, you just let it all hang out on Saturday. Oh, Is that the case, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I think we were both taking it fairly easy, but it was a fun race on Saturday.
We were both really nervous the night before. I mean, I remember we were sitting down to dinner and we sat there and neither of us said a word. I mean, we were nervous thinking about the whole thing, and we just sat there in silence and we were nervous. But after Saturday went well, and it was not that difficult at all. I felt the same way. It was really fun. I had a good time. It wasn't hard, difficult at all. I felt really good after Saturday, so that made me feel a little more confident for Sunday.
When people train for something like this, the most important part of the training for a lot of people is the recovery tactics that go on between the first and the second race. So were there any special things that you did between Saturday after the race and Sunday morning before the marathon that you feel helped you very much?
Well, I got the stick because of you guys also on your show. You recommended that, Michelle. So I got myself a stick, and we both actually got one of those. And I used that on Saturday. Other than that, we just tried to take it easy. We went to a park for a little while and then hung out at the at Kidani for the rest of the day. Just
did you like the stick?
I do. Oh, okay. I really think it works well for me.
That's good. I have my little one, too, I like to travel with.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, so we just kind of took it easy. I tried to get, you know, some nutrition back in. And like Bonnie said, we were staying at Kidani, so we actually cooked in meals instead of trying to figure out a good place to eat around the park's own property. We cooked for a couple of nights and was just able to take it easy and get to bed early.
So before we get to Sunday and that crazy warm weather and how that went for you, could you tell us, Bonnie, you said you've been doing Run Disney races running Disney races for almost 9 years now. I'd really like to hear from you about what you enjoy the most about Run Disney races.
Well, I'm a big Disney fan. Anyway, and I had watched the races go on since they began, even in 94. I remember watching them way back then, and just being a fan of watching the races and seeing the people go by and wishing, you know, I wish I could be one of them. I would say to myself, I know I never can, but it would be so cool to be able to do that, you know, and I would admire them. And for me to be able to actually take the steps and sign up and complete them, and now, you know, to be able to do all that I've done, I'm really proud of myself. And it's just, Disney races are great. They have the characters, they have the fireworks, there's entertainment going on all around you. It to me, it's like my party for all my training.
I love that. I love the way you said that. Party for my training. Cool. All right. So how about the full, and how did you approach the full? And I want you to just talk about the first 26 miles. Not the last point too. We'll get to that in a second.
All right. Should I go first on this one? I was excited about starting. I was good with that. I felt really pretty good up until I was almost halfway, and you know, my legs started to get a little sore, and I started to, you know, feel a little like, okay. And then I would realize, you know, I'm only halfway done. I still have a long way to go. And then the sun came up, as we all know, and as the sun came up, and it, I'm not going to lie, it was hard with the heat. It really was. It slowed me down a lot, but I just walked more, made sure to drink a lot of water.
Even for a native Floridian, huh? That makes me feel better.
It was warm. It really was. It was difficult. Not going to lie about that. And then I've never seen so many people on the sides, you know, stretching and sitting and resting. And I mean, I've never seen more than I saw this year because of the weather.
Andy, what about you?
Pretty much the same. You know, when you get there in the morning, the adrenaline's going once you get into the corrals and the fireworks start going off and you start moving up, getting ready for your corral to go. And, which Bonnie was in a different corral than I was, but I was hanging out with our mutual friend Angel for a while in the corral. And, but yeah, the same, it was an interesting race in that, of course, we had the different course than we've had before going through the speedway. And then the usual excitement of going through the Magic Kingdom and going through the castle. And I don't care even if you saw it just the day before, when you turn up Main Street and see the castle, it's still a special experience. But yeah, it was when it started getting warm, and it was really hard by about the time we got to ESPN, to the Wild World of Sports. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really had to kind of, I was kind of gutting it out at that point, but when I knew I'd gotten that far, I was determined to finish for more reasons than just the medal. But
and I think that as you're talking, Andy, I'm thinking, wow, I wonder what was going through his mind when he started to have a little angst about, you know, how difficult it was. And I know now that it was very important for you to go to the finish. So why don't you tell our audience how the last mile, like how about when you got into Epcot, when you got through, when you came in right around United Kingdom and you went mm-hmm. kind of clockwise. Tell us what was going through your mind, but don't tell us what was going to happen, but tell us what was going through your mind a little bit, if you could do that without the spoilers.
Well, pretty much, well, a little bit before that, by the time I got into the studios, at that point, I knew I was going to be able to finish and do okay, so I was feeling good. And I had actually been a little concerned about Bonnie because I had her set from my phone to get updates, and of course, I had not seen an update on her in a while. And of course, again, it was because of the heat, and she was going much slower. And then, it finally, on the path between the studios and Epcot, I saw that she had finished, which that gave me a big relief. But I came into the UK, and there were friends there waiting. Our friends Elizabeth Karen and Alice Barker were there with a beer for me. And then about 50 feet along, Sandy Moore and Lindsay Kennedy Sauer was there. And Lindsay also had a beer for me. So I went around World Showcase with two beers in my hand. finished those on the way around because I needed a little extra
carbo loading.
I think, yeah, that's it. Carbo loading. And but I was at the end of every race, I'm pretty emotional. And then particularly when it's a big race, like one of your first races is really first goofy. I was quite emotional when I knew I was going to finish. And I'm not ashamed to say there were tears coming out at that point.
And Bonnie, you finished ahead of Andy?
Yes, I don't know, about a half hour ahead of him, I would say. And I was definitely crying as well. It's hard to describe the feeling of... It's hard to describe. It's crying of just pure joy you know, you can't believe that you did this. And the guy that put on my goofy medal, I walked up to him. I was already kind of sniffling, and I said, "I'm just going to warn you, I'm really going to bawl when you do this." That must be a fun job to put on the goofy medals.
And then what happened, Bonnie? And
Bonnie was waiting for Andy.
Well, everybody's got a story. When I crossed the finish line, my best friend, she's calling me on my cell phone. I thought she was just calling to congratulate me, but she had actually come to the finish line to see me. She drove from Palm Beach, which I didn't know she was going to do that. And it turns out that she missed me, which is sort of sad. She stood there for 2.5 hours waiting for me and didn't see me, but I didn't know she was going to be there either. So I wasn't looking for her. So that was kind of neat. And she came over and waited for me, and I was of course concerned about Andy because it was so hot, and I knew how hard it was for me, and I knew he was behind me and walking, and they don't give you an update after mile 20, so after that you're just kind of, you know, left to wait until they finish. So I was waiting with her under the tent in the parking lot, just, you know, waiting to hear that he had finished, and kept, you know, looking at my phone, and then we're looking up at the screen because they show people, and we're trying to see if we can see him cross. And then I finally saw that he had finished, so I was thrilled that he had finished.
So Andy finished, and then Andy, why don't you pick up from there?
Well, got my medal, and which, like I say, that in and of itself meant quite a bit, and got my picture made, and then I kind of hurried out to the waiting area where we were supposed to meet. And of course, one of the good things about it being as hot as it was and Bonnie being slower was that she stayed around because she was threatening not to stay around after the end of the race. If she was that uncomfortable, she's going, "Do you mind if I go like to the resort and change?" Because realistically, she should have beat me by about an hour, hour and a half. I get out into the tent area where we were going to meet, and she was there, and our friend Laura was there, and I was very excited that she was there, and our friends Lindsay and Sandy were there, and so we just hugged and cried, and I gave her a big kiss,
And that's right?
That's the end of the story. I want to tell this part. So, it's already, I mean, you're so emotional that it is hard to describe your emotion. You know, you're crying, you're happy, I was just so thrilled to see that he had finished too, because what a neat thing to do together, a great accomplishment. You know, we'd worked so hard. It's been over a year since we had talked about doing all this.
We put in a lot of time and turned down a lot of people for going out to dinner and drinks after work for training.
Yeah, even seeing each other. We see each other on the weekends, and there were a few weekends where we didn't because we had to train for this. So, yep. It had been a long journey. So we were hugging and, crying and then, you know, my friends grabbed my phone to start. I said, oh, let's, you know, show our medals, and started posing with our medals. And then all of a sudden I look and Andy's down on the ground, and I kind of thought, oh my gosh, did he, you know, is he hurt, or did his knee give out, or, you know, what happened? Why is he down there? And then he grabbed my hand, and gosh, I don't remember a lot of the words that you said, because I was, why don't you say what you said?
Yeah, we didn't have any hidden microphones there. There were no Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse
podcasts, if you want to, Andy.
Well, you know, the sad thing was I had, this had actually been in the plans for over a year, and that's a whole nother long story that we don't have time for. But you know, thought in all the hours of that race, I would have had a perfect speech prepared. What I just simply told her she was the best thing that ever happened to me,
yep.
And I asked her to be my wife. Yeah. And fortunately, she said yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was very sweet. And then there were people, you know, I looked around and there were people watching us from, you know, other people in the parking lot watching, and we have some cute pictures of people with, you know, ladies with hands over their mouths, and it was very sweet. It was a really great idea that he had. I mean, I really had no idea that he was going to do that, and it was really sweet.
So
I will never forget it.
So were you surprised, Bonnie? Did this take you by
Wow. I really was surprised. I really did not have an idea. We've been together for 2.5 years, I want to say. And I just, you know, he totally surprised me. Didn't know. And my best friend didn't know. And it was cool that she was there. She was, you know.
Oh, so she didn't know.
She did not know.
Okay.
Yeah, there was only one other person that was in on it. So.
Wow. And Andy, did you carry a ring with you for 26 miles?
Well, my co-conspirator, Sandy, had what amounted to the ring. She was there while we were waiting. And as I was down on my knee, and Bonnie was hugging me, I was like, had my hand out, like grabbing, you know, for her to hand me Bonnie's ring.
So Bonnie really got a lot of bling that weekend. She got the half, she got the full, she got the goofy, and she got an engagement ring. Wow.
I got the best prize.
Oh, I got the best prize.
Call that Bonnie Bling.
Bonnie Bling.
So I have one last question for you, Andy. What was more difficult, keeping this as a secret for 12 months or for how long you did, or running the 26 miles that Sunday and thinking, I got to get to the end and I got to figure out how I'm going to do this and all that? Which of the two was more difficult?
That's a good question.
I don't know how you did it.
Well, I
got to give you props. I couldn't.
I was really stressing the 2 or 3 weeks beforehand because I was wondering if I had trained enough. And, you know, and I was expressing this to Bonnie. And, of course, she was always going, oh, you've trained hard. You're going to do well. You're going to finish. It's not going to be a problem. Because, of course, I had in the back of my head, it's like, okay, I have this grand plan. And so what happens if I don't finish? Do I still go through with it? Do I wait till the next year or whatever?
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah, fortunately, it all worked out.
Yeah, you kept telling me the couple weeks before he was really nervous, and I was telling all my friends, I go, I don't know why he is so nervous about finishing. I know he's going to finish, but he's just freaking out for some reason. Well, now I know why. I don't know how he did it. I you know, it's hard enough just to you know, to finish without worrying about all that too. So you're awesome, honey.
Oh. Congratulations to both of you. I have one more question, and I'm wondering, do you have any wedding plans, or maybe you're going to get married while you're running the Goofy next year?
Oh, gosh.
Well, I think she's already said there's not going to be a Goofy next year.
Okay.
No, that's a one and done, I think, for me.
Okay. So do you have any plans yet? Or still talking about it?
Yeah, we're still talking about it. We'd like to do a cruise, maybe Disney cruise. That's what kind of we're talking about, but we're still We're still in the planning stages.
Yeah, throwing some ideas around, and so I'm hoping before the year is out.
That's great. Well, we're hoping that the show is going to be released on Valentine's Day, and we're hoping that maybe you will post a picture if you feel comfortable sharing with everybody. One of the pictures that was taken of you guys at the end. Would that be okay?
Yeah, I have a great one. I'll post it on the Facebook.
Yeah, on our Mickey Miles Facebook page.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Definitely.
That'd be great.
Definitely.
So this is an example of a little bit of Disney magic in a Run Disney event. And before we wrap up the show, I wanted to ask both of you, are you guys doing the Princess Half Marathon?
Yes, we are. Okay. Yes, we are.
Hey, we'll get to see you there.
Yeah. We'll see you there.
Yeah, it's like the princess is, I think, well, I guess now this past Goofy will have to be our favorite race, at least mine, but...
Definitely.
I think we both think of the races at Disney, we both really enjoy the princess, I think, the most, just as far as the character interaction and just the whole race, we enjoy it.
Yep. It's very nice.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you, guys, and best of luck and congratulations and all that jazz.
Thanks so much for having us on.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's to everybody out there.
And this conversation, I'm sure, will continue on Facebook. If you want to say congratulations to Bonnie and Andy, you know, I'm sure that they would love to hear from you. And also, we want to turn to Michelle because she's got something to say.
Oh, I just wanted to mention that we have a wonderful friend of the show, Rich Gehring, who is now doing our show notes.
Yes.
So you'll be able to find our show notes now on the Facebook page. So thank you to Rich for helping us out. And you can look for show notes for today's show on the Facebook page soon.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Thanks, Rich, for all the work. So for Michelle Scribner-McLean, for Bonnie Smith, and for Andy Jackson, two people who will always remember a special magical weekend in Disney, this is Mike Scopa, and we will see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.